Today we're talking about why everyone is testing the INFJ all the time. It seems like as INFJs we go through life and we don't want to mess with anybody. And still, people come up to us and they don't leave us alone. There is this push-pull relationship. There's this constant thing of, I need to understand what's going on within you because you're not showing me what I want to see. And people really get triggered by the INFJ very often. So we INFJs are put in the situation that we're completely baffled. We think like, okay, I'm keeping my head down. I'm dimming my light. I'm probably trying not to offend you. I'm probably trying to not even get into your conscious sphere. And still, people, once you have an interaction with you, it seems like they continuously pick on you because they want some interaction there. They want to understand who you are about. Why do you think you can talk to them this way? Why are you not falling in line? So today we're going to answer that question. Why are people constantly testing the INFJs and how we can get to a place where they just won't do that anymore, simply because we're not putting ourselves in these situations at all. We're not dimming our light. We're not making ourselves small. And so it never really gets to that place where people need to test us because they pretty much understand what's going on and that they shouldn't mess with us to begin with. Before we get started, I want to remind you the next INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp launches May 4th. We're going to have a free life masterclass here on YouTube the same day. So join the waiting list to get access to the early bird prize and join our amazing community of INFJs creating their INFJ Epic Life together. Everything you need to know, you can find in the links in the description. Reason number one why everyone is testing the INFJ all the time is because we're a mystery. People don't feel safe around people they cannot read. And so it's not that people have the ambition of reading other people, unless they're like an INFJ or ENFJ or whatever. But the point is that there's still this thought of, can I put that person in a category? I think this is the kind of person they are, and therefore I know how to behave around them. I know what to do, I know what to say in order to feel safe. And then the INFJ comes along and they cannot put us in the box. They don't understand us. We don't really say a lot. We don't really express so much of ourselves. Or if we do, it's like so complex, they can't like put a picture around it. And so it makes us not only mysterious, but it makes us feel as not safe. That's just the bottom line. And people will try to test us in order to understand where our boundaries are at. And this can be very frustrating for the INFJ because we think, I'm leaving you alone. Why don't you leave me alone? Like, what's going on here? And with time, INFJs recognize that it's in our best interest to actually show our boundaries sooner than later. So if we meet people and it's not like this one-time situation of, oh, I had this one meeting with this person and I'll never talk to them again, we're probably going to, you know, stay back. We're not going to create this harmony. We're not going to create any kind of discomfort. But it is very advisable if you have somebody in your life that you're going to have more than one interaction with. So it might be a colleague, it might be a neighbor, it might be a relative, that you really let people know when they've crossed a boundary of yours. Because if you don't do this, they will constantly test you. And when people test you, it's pain on us. So we might feel like, why should I create a boundary? Why should I make it easier for them? Why should I show them who I am? They haven't deserved that yet. But you have to also think of it from the perspective of, I have to protect myself. I deserve to be at peace at the majority of my time. I need to be able to really let people know at the first instant when they're getting closer to me that there's going to be a consequence for them if they do this again. So this is the typical metaphor I give of telling a child, don't touch the hot stove. You can tell them as often as you want. The moment they're going to learn from it is the moment they, you know, put their finger on it and they burn themselves a little bit. That's the moment they recognize, this isn't something I should be doing. And of course, it's healthier for everybody involved if you don't let it get this far, that this child like puts their entire hand on it, burns their entire inner palm, and it's like this big painful experience. Rather, the moment they get close to the stove and they burn their finger a little bit, they already learn, this is not a place I should be going. This has negative consequences for me. And that's what I always advise for INFJs, like be upfront really soon about like you're crossing a boundary here, although it might be a boundary that people are not used to, that, you know, makes them uncomfortable or baffles them. And they might think, oh, that's a weird person. Like, why do they get offended of this? Why are they so sensitive? Well, let them think that. right? Make sure those boundaries are protected, because our inner peace has to stay our main goal before anything else. The second reason why everyone tests the INFJ all the time is because they are surprised by our composure. As INFJs, we can be so laid back in the sense of, I see what's going on, I can read the dynamics here, I know how I'm going to act in the situation, how they're going to act in the situation, so I'm not getting emotionally triggered. I'm not only pretending not to be triggered, I'm really not triggered, because I look at the situation from a very analytical NI point of view. And people get really baffled by that because they don't understand it. And so everything that is unknown, everything that is weird, everything that they cannot grasp, they will test it. Because every person has a need to understand what's going on around them. We want to feel safe. We want to understand what's going on. Not to an extent like an INFJ would like to analyze things, but from perspective of, I want to know who I'm dealing with because I still don't know. Like, I try to pinpoint that person, put them in a box, understand how I'm going to treat them, and I'm not getting the reaction I expected. Every single time I've messed with somebody before, there was some kind of clue. They lashed back. There was some kind of feedback. I understood on some level what the power dynamic is. And then the INFJ comes along and it seems like they stay cool as a cucumber. So of course, that will be a reason for people to test you. And so again, same thing as I mentioned before, I know it will reveal your strength. I know you sort of lose your advantage, but what is the game you're playing? You're not playing the game of, oh, I wanna keep the upper hand and allow that person into my space, because the more they get into my personal space, the more of an upper hand I need to keep in order to protect myself. That is a first goal. The better goal, the more sophisticated goal would be, I'm not allowing anybody in my space unless they're protecting my boundaries. And right now, if that person is even trying to get closer to me, I will let them know this is as far as you can go. And as INFJs, we're able to do this. I mean, think of situations where you might have coworkers that you can have a very business-like relationship with, as in, here's the report, have a great day, I wish you all the best, but that person has no psychological connection to you. You're not opening up to them, you're not having anything that goes beyond the office. But the only way you can have those relationships is if that person is trying to get closer into your space, you let them know this is as far as you can go. Like, no. Because if you're not doing this, they will try to go further and further and further, and then it will have some kind of, you know, blow up. It doesn't need to get this way. So you can always put a person in a place of, make a choice. Do you want to have a closer relationship with me or not? Like, that's really on you. But right now I'm telling you, you do this again, you will burn your finger way more than you did it the first time. And when people understand this, they won't be testing you anymore because they already have their answer. Oh, okay, apparently this is not an area that I can go further with this person because I'm going to feel pain. Because if you explain this to another person, theoretically, they're not getting it. Like, remember the metaphor with the kid and, you know, telling them don't touch the stove. No, they remember subconsciously, I cannot do this again because it will be painful for me. So it doesn't require conscious thought in the future. They just know it subconsciously not to go there. And so this is not only going to keep us safe the most, but it actually ensures the best possible relationship with that person. If we should have any relationship in the future that goes beyond acquaintances, then these are the rules you need to follow. Reason number three, why everyone keeps testing the INFJ all the time is because we hide our strength. We're so afraid of people figuring out how strong we mentally actually are, how tenacious we are, how much we're going to stay within our space, as in, this is who I believe I am, this is how I believe the world to be, I'm open to certain things, but I'm not going to give up on my integrity, I'm not going to give up on my belief of what is right and wrong. And people have no idea what's going on. And so if people don't know how strong you are, they will want to test the power dynamic. If people know upfront, oh, that's a person I shouldn't be messing with, they're not going to test you. If you, on the other hand, were very malleable and you had this weak link about you that was all about, oh, I'm going to do everything you want and I truly submit to what you're doing because you're the more powerful person, they also wouldn't test you because then you would be like the typical beta follower to that person. But if there's somebody who doesn't reveal who they are, how strong they are, there's always going to be this question of, how does this person fit into the dominance hierarchy here? Like, how strong are they? And so they're continuously going to test you. And for the longest time, this was something I didn't want to reveal at all, because I really felt like once people see that I can be a threat, once they see that I am very strong, that I have, you know, this strength of character that's going to keep me stable in the situation, nobody's going to like me, specifically men. Like, when I was younger, this was such a big fear of mine, because it was like the moment I would reveal that, I would be uninteresting for anybody else because they just couldn't handle it. Like, it would just make them feel like they're not strong enough in their masculinity. And this is something we just have to come to terms with, that not everybody's going to react like this. Yes, for some people, it might trigger them, but that's not on you. The person who I truly am has a strength in this one area, right? I don't have strength in, you know, many areas, but the area that I do have a strength in, that's who I honestly am. And so if people are going to reject me because of that, then this is still closer to getting a healthy connection with a person than to pretend I'm somebody I'm not. Every single time we're being liked for a role we're playing, we're always going to feel disconnected. No matter how much they tell you, oh, you're such a wonderful person, I like you so much, please be in my presence, we know they have no idea who we are. So what we want is to be as present and as transparent as it is healthy for us, in a way of, I'm not hiding who I truly am. I don't have to like go out of my way and let everybody know that I'm like very strong in this certain area, but I'm not going to actively hide it because I'm afraid that it will lead to people not liking me. Like, if people don't like me, they never liked me. I would just now be aware of it. You see the difference? So of course, if you don't hide your strength, people will want to test you, and they will continuously test you until they have an answer. So rather let them know the answer rather sooner than later, if you have any intention of having any kind of relationship with this person besides this one interaction where they act this way. Reason number four why people keep testing the INFJ all the time is, believe it or not, because we underestimate ourselves. So often as INFJs, we underestimate what we're capable of, like how we can bring our vision to life, how far we can push it, what competence we have in making something happen in the real world. And the more we underestimate like how worthy we are, the way we truly are, the more we're going to attract people who believe the same thing. So as INFJs, it is a very painful step towards self-acceptance. And I mean true self-acceptance, from a point of, if I'm going to be the way I am, a lot of people will get turned off by that. Like, they cannot handle it. It's going to be too intense for them. It's going to be too weird. We're going to be way out of the box. But true inner love and true self-worth really stems from a place of, I will make sure, if it comes down to it, that I will protect my inner child before I start presenting myself in a way that I'll be liked by others. Like, I have to show myself love first. And when you do that, you automatically don't underestimate yourself anymore. You start to see the value in who you truly are. And then you also attract people who see the same thing in you, because other people you just don't allow in your space. Vice versa, if you're somebody who underestimates themselves and their worth, you're going to attract people, have connections with people who also wouldn't accept that part of you. That part of you would trigger something in them. That part of you that you're hiding would make them feel uncomfortable. And so if you have people like this who underestimate what you're really capable of course they're going to test you. Because on the one hand, you know that if it comes down to it, you will choose you, like you will reveal your truth, you will make sure you're fine. And that is a reason why you have in the back of your mind this backup plan of a security blanket. And that is the thing that keeps you in composure, although the other person is maybe already at their limit. So people want to understand, why is the INFJ not backing off? Like, who are they? Like, what's going on? They don't seem to care so much. Like, what's going on? And they will want to have reassurance that their worldview is justified in one way or another. And so again, if you underestimate yourself, you're going to be around people who underestimate you. And people who underestimate you will always test you because they believe they're stronger than you, although they're not. And reason number five, why everyone keeps testing the INFJ all the time, is because we seem like kind all the time. We're not revealing any harsh truths. there's nothing they could say about us that would put us in a bad light. And this is one of the defense mechanisms we as INFJs take on, as in, I'm being kind to everybody. I'm not doing anything to rock the boat. So how are people going to dislike me? How are they going to abandon me? I'm not doing anything but be a good citizen in that situation. But being a good citizen in that situation isn't necessarily showing our true selves. Of course, we all have different facets to ourselves. There are parts of us that are selfish, there are parts of us that are harsh, there are parts of us that, you know, look at a situation and there's some superiority thinking going on. That's human nature. And so if we show up this way, we're never really saying the things that are harsh truth. And people who know there's something behind us, and normally people notice, like, you don't have to be an intuitive, you don't have to be, you know, a person who's looking into personal growth to understand that it's not normal for a person to be kind all the time, to never had any edges to them. That's not who they truly are. It cannot be. And it's not because they question it and they have like a philosophy around it. It's just because you recognize at some point, this isn't normal. This isn't what I see. Every single person I meet has something that another person will dislike. And then the INFJ shows up and pretty much they're not here, not there. There's nothing that offends another person. And every single time you encounter people who see this in you, they will test you. They will know, where is your dark side? What things do you think that are not in alignment with what I might think? And so they're continuously going to test you. And we as INFJs really have to make a choice at some point and to understand that it is probably in my best interest if I show more of my harsh truths. Still to this day, this is not something I broadcast. Like, I don't go out and talk to people of different political views. Like, I don't talk politics, I don't talk religion, I don't talk a lot of those things. And I might have my own opinions on it, but it's just not important to me enough to have a conversation around it and create some kind of, you know, interpersonal drama, because I do respect other people's opinions in so many ways, but there are still parts of me that are essential to me, that in a lot of ways are important to me, that I need to allow myself to not only think, but live out. And with that, confront other people, although it might trigger them, although it might make them feel insecure, although it might feel them weak in some areas. It is still a choice of, I'm allowed to live out who I am. And if that means that my strength will make people uncomfortable, if that means that my truth will make people uncomfortable, then that's part of life. Like, I am a person like every other person on this planet. And with that, I have the prerogative of living out my truth. Like, we're not going out of our way and telling a person, oh, those pants you're wearing, they're really ugly. Like, that's not the harsh truth I'm talking about. The harsh truth that I'm talking about is, that is how I see the world. The fact that I see the world this way is going to trigger you, maybe. But that doesn't mean that I'm saying it in order to hurt you. It's just what I need in order to feel like I can breathe. So it's pretty much saying, oh, I don't want to take up oxygen from the other person by breathing. Well, I need to breathe in order to stay alive. This has to be my first priority. And after that, you know, we can think about, how can I be a kind person towards others? So really ask yourself, are there parts of you that you're keeping under wrap? Because that is a truth that will make other people uncomfortable. It has a lot to do with dimming your light. Don't do it. Be the biggest, boldest version of yourself, because it is your birthright. Remember, if you want to join an amazing community where choosing yourself and living out who you truly are and admiring that and appreciating that is not only accepted, but is, you know, appreciated and is nurtured, then join our amazing INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp community. Our next live round launches May 4th. You'll find everything you need in the links in the description. We're going to have a free masterclass here on YouTube that day, and join the waiting list to get access to the early bird prize. Everything else you need to know, you can find in the links in the description. And if you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, then check out the video you see on the screen right now. I see you in the next one. Bye, guys.